Chapter 12. The call of Abram, and the promise made to him. He sojourneth in Canaan, and then by occasion of a famine goeth down to Egypt. And the Lord said to Abram, Go forth out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and out of thy father's house, and come into the land which I shall show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and magnify thy name, and thou shalt be blessed. I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee. And in thee shall all the kindred of the earth be blessed. So Abram went out as the Lord had commanded him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he went forth from Haran. And he took Sarai his wife, and Lot his brother's son, and all the substance which they had gathered, and the souls which they had gotten in Haran, and they went out to go into the land of Canaan. And when they were come into it, Abram passed through the country into the place of Sichem, as far as the noble vale. Now the Canaanite was at that time in the land. And the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, To thy seed will I give this land. And he built there an altar to the Lord, who had appeared to him. And passing on from thence to a mountain that was on the east side of Bethel, he there pitched his tent, having Bethel on the west and Hai on the east. He built there also an altar to the Lord, and called upon his name. And Abram went forward going, and proceeding on to the south. And there came a famine in the country, and Abram went down into Egypt, to sojourn there, for the famine was very grievous in the land. And when he was near to enter into Egypt, he said to Sarai his wife, I know that thou art a beautiful woman, and that when the Egyptians shall see thee, they will say, She is his wife, and they will kill me, and keep thee. Say therefore, I pray thee, that thou art my sister, that I may be well used for thee, and that my soul may live for thy sake. And when Abram was come into Egypt, the Egyptians saw the woman, that she was very beautiful. And the princes told Pharaoh, and praised her before him. And the woman was taken into the house of Pharaoh. And they used Abram well for her sake. And he had sheep and oxen, and he asses, and menservants, and maidservants, and she asses and camels. But the Lord scourged Pharaoh and his house with most grievous stripes for Sarai, Abram's wife. And Pharaoh called Abram and said to him, What is this that thou hast done to me? Why didst thou not tell me that she was thy wife? For what cause didst thou say she was thy sister, that I might take her to my wife? Now therefore, there is thy wife, take her, and go thy way. And Pharaoh gave his men orders concerning Abram. And they led him away, and his wife, and all that he had. Chapter 13. Abram and Lot part from each other. God's promise to Abram. And Abram went up out of Egypt, he and his wife, and all that he had, and Lot with him, into the south. And he was very rich in possession of gold and silver. And he returned by the way that he came, from the south to Bethel, to the place where before he had pitched his tent between Bethel and Hai, in the place of the altar which he had made before, and there he called upon the name of the Lord. But Lot also, who was with Abram, had flocks of sheep, and herds of beasts and tents. Neither was the land able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, and they could not dwell together. Whereupon also there arose a strife between the herdsmen of Abram and of Lot. And at that time the Canaanite and the Pharezite dwelled in that country. Abram therefore said to Lot, Let there be no quarrel, I beseech thee, between me and thee, and between my herdsmen and thy herdsmen, for we are brethren. Behold, the whole land is before thee. Depart from me, I pray thee. If thou wilt go to the left hand, I will take the right. If thou choose the right hand, I will pass to the left. And Lot, lifting up his eyes, saw all the country about the Jordan, which was watered throughout, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, as the paradise of the Lord, and like Egypt, as one comes to Segor. And Lot chose to himself the country about the Jordan, and he departed from the east, and they were separated, one brother from the other. Abram dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot abode in the towns that were about the Jordan, and dwelt in Sodom. And the men of Sodom were very wicked, and sinners before the face of the Lord beyond measure. And the Lord said to Abram, after Lot was separated from him, Lift up thy eyes, and look from the place wherein thou now art, to the north, then to the south, to the east, and to the west. All the land which thou seest I will give to thee, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth. If any man be able to number the dust of the earth, he shall be able to number thy seed also. Arise and walk through the land in the length, and in the breadth thereof, for I will give it to thee. So Abram, removing his tent, came and dwelt by the vale of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and he built there an altar to the Lord. Chapter 14. The expedition of the four kings, the victory of Abram, he is blessed by Melchizedek. And it came to pass at that time that Amraphel, king of Sinar, and Arioch, king of Pontus, and Chodorlaomer, king of the Elamites, and Thadal, king of the nations, made war against Bara, king of Sodom, and against Bersa, king of Gomorrah, and against Sinab, king of Adama, and against Semeber, king of Seboim, and against the king of Bala, which is Segor. All these came together into the woodland vale, which now is the Salt Sea. For they had served Chodorlaomer 12 years, and in the 13th year they revolted from him. And in the 14th year came Chodorlaomer and the kings that were with him, and they smote the Raphaim in Astaroth-Karnaim, and the Zuzim with them, and the Amim in Save and Karaithaim, and the Corians in the mountains of Seir, even to the plains of Faran, which is in the wilderness. And they returned and came to the fountain of Mithat, the same is Cades, and they smote all the country of the Amalekites and the Amorian that dwelt in Assason Thamar. And the king of Sodom, and the king of Gomorrah, and the king of Adama, and the king of Seboim, and the king of Bala, which is Segor, went out, and they set themselves against them in battle arrayed in the woodland vale. To wit, against Chodorlaomer, king of the Elamites, and Thadal, king of nations, and Amraphel, king of Sinar, and Arioch, king of Pontus, 4 kings against 5. Now the woodland vale had many pits of slime, and the king of Sodom and the king of Gomorrah turned their backs and were overthrown there, and they that remained fled to the mountain. And they took all the substance of the Sodomites and Gomorites and all their victuals and went their way. And Lot also, the son of Abram's brother, who dwelt in Sodom, and his substance. And behold, one that had escaped told Abram the Hebrew, who dwelt in the vale of Mamre the Amorite, the brother of Eshcol and the brother of Aner, for these had made league with Abram, which when Abram had heard, to it, that his brother Lot was taken, he numbered of the servants born in his house 318 well appointed, and pursued them to Dan. And dividing his company, he rushed upon them in the night, and defeated them, and pursued them as far as Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all the substance, and Lot his brother with his substance, the women also, and the people. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him, after he returned from the slaughter of Chodorlaomer, and of the kings that were with him in the vale of Save, which is the king's vale. But Melchizedek, the king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, for he was the priest of the Most High God, blessed him, and said, Blessed be Abram by the Most High God, who created heaven and earth. And blessed be the Most High God, by whose protection the enemies are in thy hands. And he gave him the tithes of all. And the king of Sodom said to Abram, Give me the persons, and the rest take to thyself. And he answered him, I lift up my hand to the Lord God, the Most High, the possessor of heaven and earth, that from the very woof thread into the shoe latchet, I will not take of any things that are thine, lest thou say I have enriched Abram, except such things as the young men have eaten, and the shares of the men that came with me, Aner, Eshcol, and Mamre. These shall take their shares. Chapter 15. God promiseth seed to Abram, his faith, sacrifice, and vision. Now when these things were done, the word of the Lord came to Abram by a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy protector, and thy reward exceeding great. And Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me? I shall go without children, and the son of the steward of my house is this Damascus Eliezer. And Abram added, But to me thou hast not given seed, and lo, my servant born to my house shall be my heir. And immediately the word of the Lord came to him, saying, He shall not be thy heir, but he that shall come out of thy bowels, him shalt thou have for thy heir. And he brought him forth abroad, and said to him, Look up to heaven, and number the stars, if thou canst. And he said to him, So shall thy seed be. Abram believed God, and it was reputed to him unto justice. And he said to him, I am the Lord who brought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees, to give thee this land, and that thou mightest possess it. But he said, Lord God, whereby may I know that I shall possess it? And the Lord answered and said, Take me a cow of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years, and a ram of 3 years, a turtle also, and a pigeon. And he took all these, and divided them in the midst, and laid the two pieces of each one against the other. But the birds he divided not. And the fowls came down upon the carcasses, and Abram drove them away. And when the sun was setting, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and a great and darksome horror seized upon him. And it was said unto him, Know thou beforehand that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land not their own, and they shall bring them under bondage, and afflict them 400 years. But I will judge the nation which they shall serve, and after this they shall come out with great substance. And thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace, and be buried in a good old age. But in the fourth generation they shall return hither, for as yet the iniquities of the Amorites are not at the full until this present time. And when the sun was set, there arose a dark mist, and there appeared a smoking furnace and a lamp of fire passing between those divisions. That day God made a covenant with Abram, saying, To thy seed will I give this land from the river of Egypt even to the great river Euphrates. The Kenians and the Kenizzites and the Kedemites and the Hittites and the Pherezites and the Raphaim also and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Girgashites and the Jebusites. Chapter 16. Abram marrieth Agar, who bringeth forth Ishmael. Now Sarai, the wife of Abram, had brought forth no children, but having a handmaid, an Egyptian named Agar, she said to her husband, Behold, the Lord hath restrained me from bearing. Go in unto my handmaid. It may be I may have children of her at least. And when he agreed to her request, she took Agar the Egyptian, her handmaid, 10 years after they first dwelt on the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband to wife. And he went into her. But she, perceiving that she was with child, despised her mistress. And Sarai said to Abram, Thou dost unjustly with me. I gave my handmaid into thy bosom. And she, perceiving herself to be with child, despiseth me. The Lord judge between me and thee. And Abram made answer and said to her, Behold, thy handmaid is in thy own hand. Use her as it pleaseth thee. And when Sarai afflicted her, she ran away. And the angel of the Lord, having found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness, which is in the way to Shur in the desert, he said to her, Agar, handmaid of Sarai, whence comest thou, and whither goest thou? And she answered, I flee from the face of Sarai, my mistress. And the angel of the Lord said to her, Return to thy mistress, and humble thyself under her hand. And again he said, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly, and it shall not be numbered for multitude. And again, Behold, said he, Thou art with child, and thou shalt bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Ishmael, because the Lord hath heard thy affliction. He shall be a wild man, his hand will be against all men, and all men's hands against him, and he shall pitch his tents over against all his brethren. And she called the name of the Lord that spoke unto her, Thou the God who hast seen me, For she said, Verily here have I seen the hinder parts of him that seeth me. Therefore she called that well, the well of him that liveth and seeth me. The same is between Cades and Barad. And Agar brought forth a son to Abram, who called his name Ishmael. Abram was 86 years old when Agar brought him forth, Ishmael. Chapter 17. The Covenant of Circumcision. And after he began to be 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and I will multiply thee exceedingly. Abram fell flat on his face. And God said to him, I am, and my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name be called any more Abram, but thou shalt be called Abraham, because I have made thee a father of many nations. And I will make thee increase exceedingly, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and between thy seed after thee in their generations, by a perpetual covenant, to be a God to thee and to thy seed after thee. And I will give to thee and to thy seed the land of thy sojournment, all the land of Canaan, for a perpetual possession, and I will be their God. Again God said to Abraham, And thou therefore shalt keep my covenant, and thy seed after thee, in their generations. This is my covenant which you shall observe between me and you and thy seed after thee. All the male kind of you shall be circumcised, and you shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, that it may be for a sign of the covenant between me and you. An infant of 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man-child in your generations. He that is born in the house, as well as the bought servant, shall be circumcised, and whosoever is not of your stock. And my covenant shall be in your flesh for a perpetual covenant. The male whose flesh of his foreskin shall not be circumcised, that soul shall be destroyed out of his people, because he hath broken my covenant. God said also to Abraham, Sarai, thy wife, thou shalt not call Sarai, but Sarah. And I will bless her, and of her I will give thee a son, whom I will bless, and he shall become nations, and kings of people shall spring from him. Abraham fell upon his face and laughed, saying in his heart, Shall a son, thinkest thou, be born to him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, that is 90 years old, bring forth? And he said to God, Oh, that Ishmael may live before thee. And God said to Abraham, Sarah thy wife shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for a perpetual covenant, and with his seed after him. And as for Ishmael, I have also heard thee. Behold, I will bless him, and increase and multiply him exceedingly. He shall beget 12 chiefs, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant I will establish with Isaac, whom Sarah shall bring forth to thee at this time in the next year. And when he had left off speaking with him, God went up from Abraham. And Abraham took Ishmael, his son, and all that were born in his house, and all whom he had bought, every male among the men of his house. And he circumcised the flesh of their foreskin forthwith the very same day as God had commanded him. Abraham was 99 years old when he circumcised the flesh of his foreskin. And Ishmael his son was full 13 years old at the time of his circumcision. The selfsame day was Abraham circumcised, and Ishmael his son. And all the men of his house, as well they that were born in his house, as the bought servants and strangers, were circumcised with him. Chapter 18. Angels are entertained by Abraham. They foretell the birth of Isaac, Abraham's prayer for the men of Sodom. And the Lord appeared to him in the vale of Mamre, as he was sitting at the door of his tent in the very heat of the day. And when he had lifted up his eyes, there appeared to him 3 men standing near him. And as soon as he saw them, he ran to meet them from the door of his tent, and adored down to the ground. And he said, Lord, if I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away from thy servant, but I will fetch a little water, and wash ye your feet, and rest ye under the tree. And I will set a morsel of bread, and strengthen ye your heart. Afterwards ye shall pass on. For therefore are you come aside to your servant. And they said, Do as thou hast spoken. Abraham made haste into the tent to Sarah, and said to her, Make haste, tamper together 3 measures of flour, and make cakes upon the hearth. And he himself ran to the herd, and took from thence a calf very tender and very good, and gave it to a young man, who made haste and boiled it. He took also butter and milk, and the calf which he had boiled, and set before them, but he stood by them under the tree. And when they had eaten, they said to him, Where is Sarah thy wife? He answered, Lo, she is in the tent. And he said to him, I will return and come to thee at this time, life accompanying, and Sarah thy wife shall have a son. Which when Sarah heard, she laughed behind the door of the tent. Now they were both old, and far advanced in years, and it had ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. And she laughed secretly, saying, After I am grown old, and my Lord is an old man, shall I give myself to pleasure? And the Lord said to Abraham, Why did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I, who am an old woman, bear a child indeed? Is there anything hard to God? According to appointment, I will return to thee at this same time, life accompanying, and Sarah shall have a son. Sarah denied, saying, I did not laugh, for she was afraid. But the Lord said, Nay, but thou didst laugh. And when the men rose up from thence, they turned their eyes towards Sodom, and Abraham walked with them, bringing them on the way. And the Lord said, Can I hide from Abraham what I am about to do? Seeing he shall become a great and mighty nation, and in him all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. For I know that he will command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord, and do judgment and justice, that for Abraham's sake the Lord may bring to effect all the things he hath spoken unto him. And the Lord said, The cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is multiplied, and their sin is become exceedingly grievous. I will go down and see whether they have done according to the cry that has come to me, or whether it be not so, that I may know. And they turned themselves from thence, and went their way to Sodom. But Abraham as yet stood before the Lord. And drawing nigh, he said, Wilt thou destroy the just with the wicked? If there be 50 just men in the city, shall they perish withal? And wilt thou not spare that place for the sake of the 50 just, if they be therein? Far be it from thee to do this thing, and to slay the just with the wicked, and for the just to be in like case as the wicked. This is not beseeming thee. Thou who judgest all the earth wilt not make this judgment. And the Lord said to him, If I find in Sodom 50 just within the city, I will spare the whole place for their sake. And Abraham answered and said, Seeing I have once begun, I will speak to my Lord, whereas I am dust and ashes. What if there be 5 less than 50 just persons? Wilt thou for 45 destroy the whole city? And he said, I will not destroy it if I find 45. And again he said to him, But if 40 be found there, what wilt thou do? He said, I will not destroy it for the sake of 40. Lord, saith he, be not angry. I beseech thee, if I speak, what if 30 shall be found there? He answered, I will not do it if I find 30 there. Seeing, saith he, I have once begun, I will speak to my Lord. What if 20 be found there? He said, I will not destroy it for the sake of 20. I beseech thee, saith he, be not angry. Lord, if I speak yet once more, what if 10 should be found there? And he said, I will not destroy it for the sake of 10. And the Lord departed after he had left speaking to Abraham. And Abraham returned to his place. Chapter 19. Lot, entertaining angels in his house, is delivered from Sodom, which is destroyed. His wife, for looking back, is turned into a statue of salt. And the 2 angels came to Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gate of the city. And seeing them, he rose up and went to meet them, and worshipped prostrate to the ground, and said, I beseech you, my lords, turn into the house of your servant, and lodge there, wash your feet, and in the morning you shall go on your way, And they said, No, but we will abide in the street. He pressed them very much to turn in unto them. And when they were come into his house, he made them a feast, and baked unleavened bread, and they ate. But before they went to bed, the men of the city beset the house, both young and old, all the people together. And they called Lot and said to him, Where are the men that came into thee at night? Bring them out hither, that we may know them. Lot went out to them, and shut the door after him, and said, Do not so, I beseech you, my brethren, do not commit this evil. I have two daughters, who as yet have not known man. I will bring them out to you, and abuse you them as it shall please you, so that you do no evil to these men, because they are come in under the shadow of my roof. But they said, Get thee back hither. And again, Thou camest in, said they, as a stranger. Was it to be a judge? Therefore we will afflict thee more than them. And they pressed very violently upon Lot, and they were even at the point of breaking open the doors. And behold, the men put out their hand, and drew in Lot unto them, and shut the door. And them that were without, they struck with blindness from the least to the greatest, so that they could not find the door. And they said to Lot, Hast thou here any of thine, son-in-law, or sons, or daughters, all that are thine, bring them out of this city. For we will destroy this place, because their cry is grown loud before the Lord, who hath sent us to destroy them. So Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law that were to have his daughters, and said, Arise, get you out of this place, because the Lord will destroy this city. And he seemed to them to speak as it were in jest. And when it was morning, the angels pressed him, saying, Arise, take thy wife and the two daughters which thou hast, lest thou also perish in the wickedness of the city. And as he lingered, they took his hand, and the hand of his wife, and of his two daughters, because the Lord spared him. And they brought him forth, and set him without the city. And there they spoke to him, saying, Save thy life, look not back, neither stay thou in all the country about, but save thyself in the mountain, lest thou be also consumed. And Lot said to them, I beseech thee, my Lord, because thy servant hath found grace before thee, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast shown to me in saving my life. And I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil seize me, and I die. There is this city here at hand, to which I may flee. It is a little one, and I shall be saved in it. Is it not a little one, and my soul shall live? And he said to him, Behold, also in this I have heard thy prayers, not to destroy the city for which thou hast spoken. Make haste, and be saved there, because I cannot do anything till thou go in thither. Therefore the name of that city was called Segor. The sun was risen upon the earth, and Lot entered into Segor. And the Lord rained upon Sodom and Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he destroyed these cities and all the country about, all the inhabitants of the cities, and all things that spring from the earth. And his wife, looking behind her, was turned into a statue of salt. And Abraham got up early in the morning, and in the place where he had stood before with the Lord, he looked towards Sodom and Gomorrah, and the whole land of that country, and he saw the ashes rise up from the earth as the smoke of a furnace. Now when God destroyed the cities of that country, remembering Abraham, he delivered Lot out of the destruction of the cities wherein he had dwelt. And Lot went up out of Segor, and abode in the mountain, and his two daughters with him, for he was afraid to stay in Segor. And he dwelt in a cave, he and his two daughters with him. And the elder said to the younger, Our father is old, and there is no man left on the earth to come in unto us after the manner of the whole earth. Come, let us make him drunk with wine, and let us lie with him, that we may preserve the seed of our father. And they made their father drink wine that night. And the elder went in and lay with her father, but he perceived not, neither when his daughter lay down, nor when she rose up. And the next day the elder said to the younger, Behold, I lay last night with my father. Let us make him drink wine also tonight, and thou shalt lie with him, that we may save seed of our father. They made their father drink wine that night also, and the younger daughter went in and lay with him, and neither then did he perceive when she lay down, nor when she rose up. So the two daughters of Lot were with child by their father. And the elder bore a son, And she called his name Moab. He is the father of the Moabites unto this day. The younger also bore a son, and she called his name Ammon, that is, the son of my people. He is the father of the Ammonites unto this day. Chapter 20. Abraham sojourned in Gerarah. Sarah is taken into King Abimelech's house, but by God's commandment is restored untouched. Abraham removed from thence to the south country, and dwelt between Cades and Sur, and sojourned in Gerarah. And he said of Sarah his wife, "She is my sister." So Abimelech the king of Gerarah sent and took her. And God came to Abimelech in a dream by night, and he said to him, "Lo, thou shalt die for the woman thou hast taken, for she hath a husband." Now Abimelech had not touched her, and he said, "Lord, wilt thou slay a nation that is ignorant and just? Did not he say to me, 'She is my sister,' and she say, 'He is my brother'? In the simplicity of my heart and cleanness of my hands have I done this." And God said to him, "And I know that thou didst it with a sincere heart, and therefore I withheld thee from sinning against me, and I suffered thee not to touch her. Now therefore restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. But if thou wilt not restore her, know that thou shalt surely die, thou and all that are thine." And Abimelech, forthwith rising up in the night, called all his servants, and spoke all these words in their hearing, and all the men were exceedingly afraid. And Abimelech called also for Abraham, and said to him, "What hast thou done to us? What have we offended thee in, that thou hast brought upon me and upon my kingdom a great sin? Thou hast done to us what thou oughtest not to do." And again he expostulated with him, and said, "What sawest thou that thou hast done this?" Abraham answered, "I thought with myself, saying, 'Perhaps there is not the fear of God in this place, and they will kill me for the sake of my wife. Howbeit, otherwise also she is truly my sister, the daughter of my father, and not the daughter of my mother, and I took her to wife. And after God brought me out of my father's house, I said to her, 'Thou shalt do me this kindness. In every place to which we shall come, thou shalt say that I am thy brother.'" And Abimelech took sheep and oxen and servants and handmaids and gave to Abraham, and restored to him Sarah his wife, and said, "The land is before you. Dwell wheresoever it shall please thee." And to Sarah he said, "Behold, I have given thy brother 1,000 pieces of silver. This shall serve thee for a covering of thy eyes to all that are with thee, and whithersoever thou shalt go, and remember, thou wast taken." And when Abraham prayed, God healed Abimelech and his wife and his handmaids, and they bore children. For the Lord had closed up every womb of the house of Abimelech on account of Sarah, Abraham's wife. Chapter 21. Isaac is born. Agar and Ishmael are cast forth. And the Lord visited Sarah, as he had promised, and fulfilled what he had spoken. And she conceived and bore a son in her old age, at the time that God had foretold her. And Abraham called the name of his son, whom Sarah bore him, Isaac. And he circumcised him the 8th day, as God had commanded him, when he was 100 years old, for at this age of his father was Isaac born. And Sarah said, "God hath made a laughter for me. Whosoever shall hear of it will laugh with me." And again she said, "Who would believe that Abraham should hear that Sarah gave suck to a son whom she bore to him in his old age?" And the child grew and was weaned. And Abraham made a great feast on the day of his weaning. And when Sarah had seen the son of Agar the Egyptian playing with Isaac her son, she said to Abraham, "Cast out this bondwoman and her son, for the son of the bondwoman shall not be heir with my son Isaac." Abraham took this grievously for his son. And God said to him, "Let it not seem grievous to thee for the boy and for thy bondwoman. In all that Sarah hath said to thee, hearken to her voice, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called." But I will make the son also of the bondwoman, a great nation, because he is thy seed. So Abraham rose up in the morning, and taking bread and a bottle of water, put it upon her shoulder, and delivered the boy, and sent her away. And she departed, and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. And when the water in the bottle was spent, she cast the boy under one of the trees that were there. And she went her way, and sat over against him a great way off, as far as a bow can carry. For she said, I will not see the boy die. And sitting over against, she lifted up her voice and wept. And God heard the voice of the boy. And an angel of God called to Agar from heaven, saying, What art thou doing, Agar? Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the boy from the place wherein he is. Arise, take up the boy, and hold him by the hand, for I will make him a great nation. And God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water, and went and filled the bottle, and gave the boy to drink. And God was with him, and he grew and dwelt in the wilderness, and became a young man, an archer. And he dwelt in the wilderness of Pharan, and his mother took a wife for him out of the land of Egypt. At the same time Abimelech and Phicol, the general of his army, said to Abraham, God is with thee in all that thou dost. Swear therefore by God that thou wilt not hurt me, nor my posterity, nor my stock, but according to the kindness that I have done to thee, thou shalt do to me, and to the land wherein thou hast lived a stranger. And Abraham said, I will swear. And he reproved Abimelech for a well of water, which his servants had taken away by force. And Abimelech answered, I knew not who did this thing, and thou didst not tell me, and I heard not of it till today. And Abraham took sheep and oxen, and gave them to Abimelech, and both of them made a league. And Abraham set apart 7 ewe lambs of the flock. And Abimelech said to him, What mean these 7 ewe lambs which thou hast set apart? But he said, Thou shalt take 7 ewe lambs at my hand, that they may be a testimony for me that I dug this well. Therefore that place was called Beersheba, because there both of them did swear. And they made a league for the well of oath. And Abimelech and Phicol, the general of his army, arose and returned to the land of the Palestines. But Abraham planted a grove in Beersheba, and there called upon the name of the Lord God Eternal. And he was a sojourner in the land of the Palestines many days. Chapter 22. The faith and obedience of Abraham is proved in his readiness to sacrifice his son Isaac. He is stayed from the act by an angel. Former promises are renewed to him. His brother Nahor's issue. After these things, God tempted Abraham and said to him, Abraham, Abraham. And he answered, Here I am. He said to him, Take thy only begotten son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and go into the land of vision. And there thou shalt offer him for an holocaust upon one of the mountains which I will show thee. So Abraham, rising up in the night, saddled his ass, and took with him 2 young men, and Isaac his son. And when he had cut wood for the holocaust, he went his way to the place which God had commanded him. And on the 3rd day, lifting up his eyes, he saw the place afar off. And he said to his young men, Stay you here with the ass. I and the boy will go with speed as far as yonder, and after we have worshipped, we'll return to you. And he took the wood for the holocaust, and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he himself carried in his hands fire and a sword. And as they 2 went on together, Isaac said to his father, My father, and he answered, What wilt thou, son? Behold, saith he, fire and wood. Where is the victim for the holocaust? And Abraham said, God will provide himself a victim for an holocaust, my son. So they went on together. And they came to the place which God had shown him, where he built an altar, and laid the wood in order upon it. And when he had bound Isaac his son, he laid him on the altar, upon the pile of wood. And he put forth his hand and took the sword, to sacrifice his son. And behold, an angel of the Lord from heaven called to him, saying, Abraham, Abraham. And he answered, Here I am. And he said to him, Lay not thy hand upon the boy, neither do thou anything to him. Now I know that thou fearest God, and hast not spared thy only begotten son for my sake. Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw behind his back a ram amongst the briars, sticking fast by the horns, which he took and offered for a holocaust instead of his son. And he called the name of that place, The Lord Seeth, whereupon even to this day it is said, In the mountain the Lord will see. And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven, saying, By my own self have I sworn, saith the Lord, because thou hast done this thing, and hast not spared thy only begotten Son for my sake. I will bless thee, and I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and as the sand that is by the seashore. Thy seed shall possess the gates of their enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Abraham returned to his young men, and they went to Beersheba together, and he dwelt there. After these things it was told Abraham that Milcah also had borne children to Nahor his brother, Hus the firstborn, and Buz his brother, and Kemuel the father of the Syrians, and Kased, and Azal, and Pheldas, and Jedlaph, and Bathuel, of whom was born Rebekah. These eight did Milcah bear to Nahor, Abraham's brother. And his concubine, named Roma, bore Tabi, and Gaham, and Tahas, and Maha. Chapter 23. Sarah's death and burial in the field bought of Ephron. And Sarah lived 127 years, and she died in the city of Arbi, which is Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And Abraham came to mourn and weep for her. And after he rose up from the funeral obsequies, he spoke to the children of Heth, saying, I am a stranger and sojourner among you. Give me the right of a burying place with you, that I may bury my dead. The children of Heth answered, saying, My lord, hear us. Thou art a prince of God among us. Bury thy dead in our principal sepulchres, and no man shall have power to hinder thee from burying thy dead in his sepulchre. Abraham rose up and bowed down to the people of the land, to wit, the children of Heth, and said to them, If it please your soul that I should bury my dead, hear me, and intercede for me to Ephron, the son of Seor, that he may give me the double cave which he hath in the end of his field, or as much money as it is worth he shall give it me before you, for a possession of a burying place. Now Ephron dwelt in the midst of the children of Heth, and Ephron made answer to Abraham in the hearing of all that went in at the gate of the city, saying, Let it not be so, my lord, but do thou rather hearken to what I say. The field I deliver to thee, and the cave that is therein, in the presence of the children of my people, bury thy dead. Abraham bowed down before the people of the land, and he spoke to Ephron in the presence of the people. I beseech thee to hear me. I will give money for the field. Take it, and so I will bury my dead in it. And Ephron answered, My lord, hear me. The ground which thou desirest is worth 400 sickles of silver. This is the price between me and thee. But what is this? Bury thy dead. And when Abraham had heard this, he weighed out the money that Ephron had asked, and in the hearing of the children of Heth 400 sickles of silver of common current money. And the field that before was Ephron's, wherein was the double cave, looking towards Mamre, both it and the cave, and all the trees thereof, and all its limits round about, was made sure to Abraham for a possession in the sight of the children of Heth, and of all that went in at the gate of his city. And so Abraham buried Sarah his wife in a double cave of the field that looked towards Mamre. This is Hebron in the land of Canaan. And the field was made sure to Abraham, and the cave that was in it, for a possession to bury in, by the children of Heth. End of side 2. Please.